A little bit downriver from Krotz Springs is the small community of Butte La Rose. The floodwaters are headed that way, too. The parish government has ordered residents to evacuate. Tucker Friedman lives just outside of Butte La Rose on his houseboat, which he keeps docked next to his bar, Turtles. And we've reached him there. Mr. Friedman, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Do you plan on leaving?
No, we live on a houseboat, and we just install a new electrical service above 29 feet above sea level, so we have electrical power no matter what happens. But we've moved everything out of the building. We relocated our bait store into a houseboat that we have here that we were renovating, and we were fortunate to have it. Eventually, the water will get to the bar, though, and get in the parking lot, and people won't be able to get to us, so then we'll be shut down for some time.
Any customers there at Turtles, your bar?
We plan on opening all weekend. We still have a little bit of parking lot left, so this probably be our last weekend for a couple of weeks. And it could be 2 weeks, it could be 2 months. It depends on how long the water stays. Well, as soon as the water recedes, we'll resume.
And you've been able to get your beer in?
Well, the delivery stopped. I've been having to run to the local grocery store to buy enough to make it through each night. But I don't buy any more than we need for the night because I don't know how much longer we'll be able to operate. But we're trying to stretch it out as far as we can because it's kind of rough. The bills keep coming in and no revenue coming in.
Mr. Friedman, does this just come with the territory of living there where you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you live inside the levee, you live with the threat. And we all know it could happen. It happened in 73. We had high water here. We had 5 foot of water in the building here. And that's part of it, where we're kind of the sacrificial lamb for Baton Rouge and New Orleans when they opened the Morganza. It's to try to save the bulk of the population.
And may I ask, Mr. Friedman, why do you live there?
Well, we live off the basin. We do swamp tours here, and we have a marina here, and we have a bait and tackle store. And it's not a living that you get rich at, but it's a good life. It's hard work. It's a good place to raise a family, and it's just beautiful being out here. It makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah. And in the rising waters, do you have to worry about snakes and?
We have a few resident gators that stay behind our marina here, and a lot of them are actually here in the yard right now. There's a big alligator laying I'm watching right now, looking out in the backyard of the bar. There's a big old alligator just laying out in the yard.
Well, give them whatever they want on us, please.
Yeah.
Tucker Friedman, speaking from Turtles, his bar just outside of Butte La Rose, Louisiana. Good luck to you, Mr. Friedman.
All right, we sure thank you.
Another round for the Gator. You're listening to NPR News.